Happy Easter, everybody. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. There will be a communion service here this evening at 6:30, when all are welcome then too. Pastoral news. Mary Cole remains in Tolworth Hospital. And can you please pray for Billy and Margaret McMahon? Billy and Margaret. Today is Ray Charlton's birthday. Which he began by preparing our breakfast with Alice and Wojtek. Thank you all, thank you. And Ray, we hope that you will not be doing any more washing up today. I kindly didn't say how old he is today. This is a reminder that the church will be closed tomorrow, which is a very, very unusual announcement for our church. And finally, Ken would like to say something.
We have another of our lunchtime recitals this Thursday, and Laura Dunkling, who gave a piano recital some months ago when she was a pupil at Tiffin. She's now at University at Cambridge, and she's asked to do another recital, and she's going to play Chopin, Fauré, a Rachmaninoff prelude, and a Haydn sonata. That I think will be lovely. So remember, please, that's Thursday this week here. It's a free recital, but there's a collection for foyer work. Thank you.
Right, gang, pens down. If I say the Lord is risen, you say he is risen indeed. Not just you, but everybody. If I say the Lord is risen, you say
he is risen indeed.
Shall we try it all together? The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We join to sing, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
have a seat. We're going to sing some Easter acclamations. And the way that this works is that we sing in response to Bron's voice. You'll follow it, I'm sure. We join to pray. God of might, of wondrous hope, we worship you. We sing your praise, for you are awesome and you have shattered death. The heavy stone is rolled away, there is no match for your strength, and we come in trembling faith, for you are God of all. We praise you in your mercy and for your great power. We come now to you, risen one. We lift our eyes to see you. Help us to recognize your glory, and may our worship affirm and celebrate all that you have done. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Ours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Catherine, up you get. I'm going to introduce you before I introduce the reading. So if you can imagine a situation where somebody puts in their notice and decides that the right time has come for them to leave, happens. You change your bookkeeper and somebody else goes on holiday for a month and you're the person left behind, I introduce Catherine to you. So you might well have phoned up Catherine. Catherine has two jobs. Forget about you lot. Forget about her family. She's got two jobs that really matter. One is she runs this building, and the other job is that she's the minister's PA. Hurrah. That's who Catherine is. You will probably have spoken to her, even if you've never seen her face. That's her face. And a lovely face it is too. If you've ever been struck by the fact that the stories in the accounts of in the four Gospels are different, I think it's something to celebrate rather than to be anxious about. For it's indicative that these are the accounts that people remembered them and people that heard them as it was. Nobody's neatened it, nobody's tidied it. And here we have it from the writer of the Gospel according to Luke.
The resurrection. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. So they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the woman bowed down to the ground. As the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee? The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life." Then the woman remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all those things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other woman with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the woman said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the linen wrappings, but nothing else. Then he went back home, amazed at what had happened.
Do you want this mic?
We're going to have that story again, but the children's version. And the children will be bringing things that they've made and looked at Messy Church to the front, and we'll be building up an Easter garden, an Easter scene. And there are some sound effects that I'm hoping the children will join in with, but hopefully the adults will be able to do that as well. So I want to hear you nice and loud when those points come. And at the end, I will say, "Alleluia, the Lord is risen." And I would like you to reply, but a bit louder. Because I think you got it right, but I couldn't quite hear. So, "Alleluia, the Lord is risen."
He is risen indeed.
My hearing has come back. Thank you. Okay. For 3 years, Jesus journeyed the country, telling wonderful stories and healing people. One day, he said to his friends, "Let's go to the great feast in Jerusalem." Jesus borrowed a donkey and rode into the city. People waved palm branches and shouted, "Hooray for God! Hooray for God! Hooray for God!" One night, Jesus ate supper with his 12 special friends, the disciples, and he shared bread and wine with them. After supper, he took them to a garden nearby. Jesus prayed, but his disciples all fell asleep. Enemies of Jesus came to the garden. They took him away. Cruel soldiers took Jesus to a hill outside the city. Jesus died there on a wooden cross. Jesus' friends and family watched very sadly. Some men put Jesus' body in a rock tomb, and then they rolled a huge stone across the entrance. They must have been very strong. But 2 days later, some of Jesus' friends visited his tomb. They were astonished. Wow! Wow! The great stone door had been rolled away. The women went inside the tomb, and a man in white was sitting there. Or in our case, a man in gold, or maybe even a woman in gold. "Don't be frightened," he said. "Jesus isn't here. He's risen from the dead." The women ran to tell Jesus' disciples everything they had seen.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive. He's alive. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Oh, look at that. You see that? You're coming in. We're joined to sing The Lord of the Dance.
Thank you. morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the game show, The Bunny or the Cross. I'm Sunning McCarrot.
And I'm Candy Hops. Can two teams battle it out and decide, once and for all, what is Easter really all about? Let's welcome our two teams, Sunny.
Thanks, Candy. On my left, I have Team Bunny.
I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm the Easter Chick.
I'm the Easter Egg.
Fantastic! You're also obviously all about Easter. And on my right, I have Team Jesus.
Hi, I'm Jesus.
Jesus?
Also all about Easter.
But, Jesus, you seem to be missing your team members.
All righty, all righty. Let's get on with the show. We will ask a question, and the first person to push the button and answer correctly will win points for their team.
And if your answer is wrong, then the question goes to the other team.
And the first person to make 100 points, the first team to make 100 points, gets crowned King of Easter.
So, contestants, are you ready? Here's your first question. What is the most popular coloured jelly bean at Easter, and why?
Team Easter Bunny.
Yellow, because I'm yellow, and yellow represents spring.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. Over to Team Jesus.
Red, representing blood. Like in the poem. Red.
Purple is for the edge of sorrow, his hour of sorrow. And pink is for a new tomorrow.
Red for Jesus' blood is correct. 10 points up on the board and 10 bonus points for knowing the whole poem.
Question number two. The idea of the Easter Bunny originated in Germany in the 1700s, but it was not a rabbit, was it? A, a hare, B, a possum, C, a cat, or D, a dove?
I know this one, Candy. It was a hare.
Correct. 10 points for Team Easter Bunny. Now, let's move on to question three. Why the Easter Bunny? What does the hare or the rabbit stand for?
Because an Easter snake wouldn't be very cute or cool.
That's not the right answer. Jesus?
The rabbit represents new life. It reminds us that we can live forever in a new life.
Correct.
Live forever? What does that mean?
Moving on. In the rhyme, Hot Cross Buns, how much do they cost and who should the buns be given to? Team Easter Bunny?
Hot cross buns, 1 a penny, 2 a penny, hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons, 1 a penny, 2 a penny, hot cross buns.
Perfect. Perfect. And that means another 10 points for Team Easter Bunny.
So, we have 20 points for the Team Easter Bunny and 30 points for Team Jesus. Question five. What is the meaning of the hot cross bun?
Team Jesus.
The cross on top of the bun represents the cross on which I died.
Correct. 10 points.
Wait a minute. You died? Then how are you still here?
I think it's time for a commercial break.
I'm sorry. I was just taken by surprise. That's all. Yeah, how can someone who's dead still be here?
It's a long story.
Which we don't have time for. Welcome back! Our two teams are competing against each other to be crowned King of Easter. At this stage, Team Jesus is winning by 20 points. And the next question, Sandy.
The egg is closely associated with Easter. Why? Team Easter Bunny?
Because a chick hatches out of an egg, and chicks are also associated with Easter.
That's not quite the answer I was looking for.
Because the egg is made from chocolate, which is what Easter's all about?
No, again, not quite right.
Because it's spring, and that's when new life happens.
No.
Nearly right. The egg does represent new life. It also represents the egg, the rock, that was rolled in front of the tomb where I was placed after I died. And when you break a chocolate egg open, it's hollow and empty, like the tomb after I rose again. In some places, eggs are painted red to represent my blood.
Okay, yes, that's exactly right. Another 10 points.
Wow, who knew that I was so important?
Who indeed? Right, next question. Why do we put the Easter lilies on the table at Easter?
Because the lily comes up in spring and, like me, represents new life.
Exactly. Also, the white lily symbolises the innocence and purity of the Son of God before he was killed on the cross.
You're both right, I suppose.
Moving on. We wear Easter bonnets at Easter. Why?
People decorate the hats with things like eggs and chicks and flowers. It means that spring is finally here.
That's right. It also goes back to a time where people would buy new clothes at Easter to show that they were new people, which is what we are when we believe in the death and the resurrection.
And we have another commercial break. Come back and find out who will be crowned King of Easter on the Bunny or the Cross.
Sorry, it's just that I've never heard any of this stuff.
But there will be a lot of your viewers who might be interested as well.
And welcome back!
Our two teams are battling it out to see who will be crowned King of Easter.
At the moment, Team Bunny is on 30 points and Team Jesus has a huge 70 points.
So, to your next question.
But we've made it to 100 points.
No. You have 70 points. You need another 30 points.
Which is what the rest of my team members have.
What are you talking about?
Well, the egg, the chick, and the bunny, they are the rest of my team members.
We are.
You are all symbols that point people towards me.
We do.
We're the Easter team.
Exactly.
Excuse me, but we have a game show going on here.
But we've won.
How can you all win? To win, you have to beat someone else.
Don't you want to live in a world where we are all winners?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me.
No, when you're trying to ruin the show, please, people are trying to watch, and no one wants to know about stuff, okay? Hello? Wait. this is exactly what we want to hear about. I give up.
Hey, Jesus, I want to hear more about the new life that Chick and I represent.
And I want to know more about the tomb and the big stone that was rolled away.
And I want to know all about the Easter bonnets and becoming a new person.
And I'm very keen to hear about the cross and the buns and how you died and then came back to life.
We join to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have given us, and we respond with bread and wine and money. Thank you. Receive the gifts we bring, the lives we offer. Thank you. Amen. So one of the things that we do on Easter Day is we induct new elders. It's the only time in the year when both our congregations on a Sunday morning have Holy Communion together, and that's what we're going to do. And as part of that process, we go through a statement of the nature, faith and order of the United Reformed Church, which is not snappy, but it's as close as we get to a creed, really. So this is appropriate as well. We're going to go through that in a minute. And so could I invite Liz and Denise to... Oh, no, you need to be there, don't you? You need to be, Richard, can you step up for this? No. Okay. Denise there, not the man in purple, but the woman in pink. And Liz, who is there. Liz is to be ordained. Oh, great. Fabulous. Thank you. Come and join me at the front, please. Lovely, lovely. They are to be ordained and inducted to serve among us. The way that it works in the United Reformed Church is that all people who commit themselves at baptism are called to ministry. Some people are called to the ministry of word and sacraments, and some are called to the ministry that is served as elders. If you have a sense that God is calling you to something, I'd be really glad to talk to you about it. We could talk and pray about it. It might be through the life of the church, but more likely it's in the community around us, in your work. Happy to talk. But equally, some are called to the ministry that is fulfilled through the church. And at this time and in this place, Kingston United Reformed Church believes that Denise and Liz are called to fulfill that ministry among us. And together with the ministers, the elders are the leaders of the church. And we, as God's people, are very grateful to the range of people who offer their skills to us, and particularly on this day, to the elders. So let us go through this statement together. Would you respond with the yellow words? Could you stand? With the whole Christian Church, the United Reformed Church believes in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The living God, the only God,
with the life of faith to which we are called is the Spirit's gift, continually received through the Word, the sacraments, and our Christian life together. The highest authority for what we believe and do is God's Word in the Bible, alive for God's people today through the help of the Spirit.
We respond to this word, to the service we are, with all God's people through
the ages. We accept with thanksgiving to God the witness to the Catholic faith in the Apostles' and Nicene's creeds, and we acknowledge the declarations made in our own tradition by Congregationalists, Presbyterians, and Churches of Christ, in which they stated the faith and sought to make its implications clear. We conduct our life together according to the basis of union, in which we give expression to our faith in forms which we believe contain the essential elements of the Church's life, both Catholic and Reformed, but we affirm our right and readiness, if the need arises, to change the basis of union and to make new statements of faith in ever living, ever new obedience to the living Christ. Held together in the body of Christ through the freedom of the Spirit, we rejoice in the diversity of the Spirit's gifts and uphold the rights of personal conviction. For the sake of faith and fellowship, it shall be for the Church to decide where differences of conviction hurt our unity and peace.
We give ourselves
to speak the truth in love and grow together in the peace. peace of Christ. We believe that Christ gives his church a government distinct from the government of the state. In things that affect obedience to God, the church is not subordinate to the state, but must serve the Lord Jesus Christ, its only ruler and head. Civil authorities are called to serve God's will of justice and peace for all humankind, and to respect the rights of conscience and belief, while we ourselves, as servants in the world, as citizens of God's eternal kingdom. We affirm our intention to go on praying and working with all our fellow Christians for the visible unity of the church in the way Christ chooses, so that people and nations may be led to love and serve God and praise God more and more forever. Source, guide, goal, and Lord is, to God be eternal glory. Amen. Will you please be seated? Not so fast. Do you accept this statement and confess again your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? In dependence on God's grace, do you reaffirm your trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and your promise to follow him and to seek to do and bear his will all the days of your life? Do you believe that the Word of God in the Old and New Testaments, discerned under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is a supreme authority for the faith and conduct of all God's people? Do you accept the office of elder of the United Reformed Church in this congregation, and do you promise to perform its duties faithfully? So let us pray. Thank you, God, for the various gifts which you give to your people, for the variety of ministries in the church, for the varieties of ministries through these people. And thank you for women and men of faith and integrity who have served this local church through the years. Thank you now for Liz and Denise. Empower them with your Holy Spirit. Give them humility and grace, so that by their faithfulness they may show your love to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Two questions for you as God's people gathered here today. First one, I need we do. Second one, I need we will. First one, we do. Second one, we will. Do you, the members of this local church, accept and receive Denise and Liz to serve as elders among you? Will you encourage and support them and respond to their ministry, acknowledging that it comes to you from God? Let us pray. Eternal God, you have called us all to serve in the world. We pray for our world now. We live in frightening times. We ask that we would be a community of love and fearlessness. We ask that we would hold on to the truth that is ours, and we ask that we would work with all those who would work with us to speak your word of peace and hope in our world. We ask that you would bless all those around the world who on this day are gathering at their Easter celebrations. We recognize that for some it means that they put their very lives in danger. We pray for them. Help us never to take our freedom for granted. We thank you that through the decision of this local church, you have called Liz and Denise to serve as elders. We ask that you would pour out your blessing of your Holy Spirit on them, Give to all our leaders fresh vision and courage to lead us in the work that you have called us to do. May all of us be wise with the mind of Christ. Give us the gifts we need, Lord Jesus, to do your work. To fulfill your service faithfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So I declare you duly ordained and inducted, and I am thankful for your responding to the call of God on your lives, and I look forward to you leading, actually continuing to lead us. So thank you. So all God's people. Where's Kathy? There she is. There's no continuing one. You get one at the beginning, and that's it. Yeah. Thank you. Please, return to your duties. So we believe that this is the Lord's table, and we believe that all are welcome here. We believe that people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and gather at this table. So, have a seat. Story of the day. Is it a story of meals at wedding feasts? Is it a story of the meeting and eating with friends? Surrounded by unlikely people? Is it the story of fish fried when they didn't quite recognize him and sort of believed but sort of didn't? The Lord Jesus invites us to eat and drink with him. For he is the Lord of all our tables and all the times that we gather. If you would eat and drink with us, then we would love to eat and drink with you. If you would rather not, then please pass the elements by. But please know that choice is yours, for we would gladly eat and drink with you. For we believe that this table doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord Jesus. If you are a person who's has issues with wheat and gluten, then please, we make provision for you. And all of us can drink this wine, for there is no alcohol in it, for we are aware that some of us have issues with alcohol. So the story of the day is that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, and following his example, we take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. Astonishing God, the day has come when what we thought had ended bursts into a new beginning. When what we thought had been destroyed is created anew. When what we thought had been lost in darkness re-emerges in vibrant colour. So we come in thanksgiving. Challenging God, may our thanksgiving be shown in our actions as your Spirit calls us to be Christ in the world. We ask that you would change us by your Spirit as we ask you to change this bread and this wine, that we, your flesh and blood people, would speak and show of things that are eternal. That these gifts would speak to us of that which would last. Thanks be to you, our God, for now, forever. Amen. So the way that we do Holy Communion here is when you get the bread, you eat it after you've had a moment. And then when you get the wine, you hold it and we all will drink together. The body of Christ.
the blood of Christ. In the silence, we pray for the challenges that are ours. In the quiet, we bring before you the people whose pictures and stories are heavy on our hearts and minds. Lord our God, we cannot sort it all out, but we can do some things. Give us the courage to be people who share your good news, who live resurrection lives. And in our times of dryness and darkness, may we have sensitivity to your presence with us. For we are Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. Thanks be to God. Amen. John Arnold, this is. We've got the words of this last hymn in Korean, haven't we? Anybody who's I know there's no rush for the back, please. Anybody who speaks Korean, Sulhi, could you give John a hand? Make sure that Timothy over there needs one. Hands up if you want some Korean words. No, you don't. Behave yourself. We join together to sing. Thine be the glory.
Thank you.
might be that there are some chicks with eggs in. It might be that they're ready and available, looking for a good home. And don't take 10. You're out one. That's even me. But the great thing would be, if you know somebody, it could be somebody in your workplace, it could be somebody lives next door, for whom life at this point is not very jolly. Take a chick. You're not having to give them a sermon, not even have to mention Jesus. You could just say, here it is, it's a gift from our church, yes? So, adults, you've got a bit of a fight on. Get your elbows going on to get them before the kids nick them all. Okay, right? One each, you lot. One each. The risen Christ says to us, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you. So as the body of Christ, through our fear, through our doubt, through our confusion, we will continue Jesus' work. We will travel many roads. We will go liberated and united by the love of the resurrected one. And all God's people said,
amen.
They said it very quietly. And all God's people said,
amen.